With Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani disappearing into the background for just a moment, because I mentioned to you earlier in the show that we'd be talking wine today, and not just wine, but wine from the restaurant that symbolizes the life at the beach, the Bolito way. El Pescatore is a legend. We had a chat last week with Trevor and Nicole, and they're back again today because we had such a good chat last week. We thought, well, you know, let's continue the conversation. And this time, they brought in from their cellar, which is, we talked about that last week, and it's an extensive cellar. Nicole having a huge now knowledge, a large encyclopedic knowledge of what works. So, welcome to you both again.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
And we are going to be launching straight into, because now the wine cellar at El Pescatore is probably one of the most comprehensive on the North Coast. Would you suggest that is true?
I think we've got a nice array of wines, absolutely catering from everyone who wants just a little sweet sip to somebody who wants a little something more formal and glamorous.
So what are we going to look at today?
So as we mentioned, you know, we brought in quite a few new wines. You know, just to name a few is Tolima and Waterford and De Morgenzon and Glen Carlew, seriously Old Dorrit, all sorts of things. But today we want to bring in a Chenin Blanc, slightly wooded Chenin Blanc from De Morgenzon.
Now, you know that the whole thing with wood, I don't know if you've been following Anthony Frigin, but he says that, listen, these wooded wines are now kind of yesterday's hero. People want more fruit,
correct,
less wood.
Definitely.
So what would you say to that?
So with that in mind, again, we mentioned that our portfolio of wines are, we're trying to create really great diversity. So in the Chenin Blanc range, we never had a slightly wooded Chenin Blanc or Chardonnay. So in that case, we want something with that fruity zestiness, exactly what this caters for. It's got all those floral and citrus notes, but that tiny little bit of wood, and it's a fourth fill. So fourth fill means that the barrels have been used for the fourth time. You see, so the wood itself is not overpowering. It's really light. It just creates a smoothness and elegance that is great, particularly for food pairing.
Wow.
Mm.
Should we maybe have a splash?
Should
and
we crack
see
a bottle?
What it's all about?
So this one thing I love about this, and you're going to hear it now. I don't know if you got that, but it's got a, instead of a cork, which is a little bit old school, it's got a screw cap. Now, screw caps can be a little bit misunderstood. It doesn't mean that the wine is not good quality. In fact, you get great quality screw cap wines. But
I prefer a screw cap because if you don't finish the whole bottle, you can put the cap back on and and it's just as good the next day.
Exactly. My point. And especially when you're coming out to a restaurant, you don't feel obligated to finish an entire bottle of wine.
I always do, but you know, there are those of them.
Depends how many bottles of wine later we are.
Yeah, so there it is. Well, this is I mean, I wish it was television. You could see it's a glorious.
Isn't that smell just incredible? It's on.
It's a lovely color as well. It just has flashes of.
What do you pick up on the smells? I love Nicole explaining. she says things I don't even know about. So.
Having come from the wine industry, I like not to get too complicated. But for those who are listening and you want to try and imagine the flavors, it really is refreshing, well-balanced. Do you see what I'm talking about? That light wood. It's not too buttery, caramel, butterscotch. It's got none of that. It's just got that light wood, which brings a bit of vanilla along with the citrus and floral.
And it is chilled to perfection. Mm. Obviously, you know your stuff. Mm. Because occasionally We've had wine tastings in the studio where the white wine has arrived at room temperature, which is kind of okay, but it doesn't do justice to the wine. No. This is perfect.
And particularly with a wine like this, it actually can't be too chilled either, because then you lose those notes. Mm. You want it at that perfect temperature.
What is the perfect temperature?
Cool. Definitely not room temperature in itself, 31 degrees. You're looking at a red wine about 16 degrees and then white wine more on 13 degrees.
Okay. Mm. So,
even red wine in itself needs to be slightly chilled.
And what is your view on adding a block of ice?
You know what, Dave? Let's not get too technical. If you feel that you need a block of ice in your wine, gosh, go and enjoy a block of ice in your wine.
Not going to destroy it.
Yeah, no. Look, it does definitely take away from the full mouth feel. It does take away. It's like adding You drink Coca-Cola, do you not?
No, I don't touch
Okay. it. Well, let's pretend you drink Coca-Cola for a minute. If you add ice and the ice melts, what happens to the Coke? The bubble of the Coke changes, the taste changes. Exactly the same process happens with the wine, but some people prefer it with the ice and some people don't. It
always blows me away when I see people drinking expensive cognac and whiskey and then adding appletizer.
Appletizer. I've seen that often. In a cognac glass.
I think.
What are you doing? But as you say, if that's what you like, that's what you like.
Exactly.
And that's the. So why don't we play a little music for just a moment while we enjoy this thing, and we'll be back on the other side. Slow internet speeds. Ready to elevate your streaming experience to new heights? Look no further than Oxygen, your ultimate internet service provider. Get ready to dive into a world of entertainment like never before. Immerse yourself in a vast library of TV shows from around the world. It's like having your very own cinema in the comfort of your own home. Attention sports lovers, we know how important live TV is for you. That's why Oxygen streaming services include live sports channels. And here's the best part. When you bundle their lightning-fast internet with their incredible streaming service, you get an exclusive discounted rate. So why wait? Experience seamless streaming, unlimited excitement, and unbeatable value with Oxygen. Visit oxygen.co.za today to unlock a world of entertainment right at your fingertips. OXYGN, the future of streaming and internet services on the North Coast.
Looking for top attorneys and conveyancers? Well, then talk to the experts at HP Steenkamp Incorporated for professional, efficient service.
We specialize in estates, bonds, and property transfers. You can call myself, Alfred Steenkamp, or Nalene van der Waal, if you need a conveyancer to assist you when you buy or sell a property.
We are panel attorneys for Absa Bank, Standard Bank, and First National Bank. Find us at HP Steenkamp House, 25 Sandler Road, in the Belita Village, or visit us online at www.hpsteenkamp.com. For more detail on the conveyancing process and to utilize our transfer duty and cost calculators.
We look forward to being of service to you.
The wait is over. Join us at Hersh's from the 1st to the 30th of November as we reveal the biggest Black Friday deals weekly. Huge savings on TVs, appliances, aircons, and much more. Save 2,000 Rand when you buy a Hisense 58-inch smart TV for only 6,999. Black Friday deals also available online at Hersh's.co.za. Stock is limited. T's and C's apply. Hersh's, we will save you money this Black November.
Listen to the voice of Bolito, Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM.
And we're back, and we're talking wine, and we're talking food, and we're talking all good things, al pescatore. It's a Bolito thing, and if you're new to the area and you haven't yet experienced al pescatore, you got a treat in store for you. But right now, Trevor and Nicole from that lovely restaurant are in the studio with me on the afternoon show, and we've been enjoying. Tell us, just recap, that wine was sensational. I got to just
thank
tell
you.
And I can hardly now do the news. Yeah, but I don't mind. What was it?
So this wine is called DMZ, and it's a Chenin Blanc from De Morgenzon Wine Estate. De Morgenzon does two different types of Chenin Blanc. One called De Morgenzon Chenin Blanc and one called DMZ. This is a slightly lighter style, also more cost effective. So this wine estate is, I had the honor of working with a winemaker a few years ago, but they're based in Stellenbosch. It's a warm climate Chenin Blanc. Anyone that enjoys, particularly us in Italians, actually enjoy a fruitier styled Chenin Blanc, like we mentioned, those floral and citrus notes. But I tell you, Alistair is exceptionally well known for making award-winning Chenin Blancs year after year after year in all the wine estates that he's gone to. And
is
he's
it a
really
very,
done a good
very
job here.
Expensive wine? If you go to El Pescatore tonight and you order it, are you going to fall off the chair?
No, most certainly not. I think it's a great value for money product. I think, like we said, we have tried to offer a more diverse portfolio. This is one of the more premium ones on the list, but our list is not expensive. We don't offer things that make you fall off your chair.
Oh, that's good. You don't do this by the glass, I trust.
Sadly not.
No. Why not, Trevor? No, come now. Don't be like that. For guys like me, I can only afford one glass.
No, but we have good wines by the glass. We don't have Plonk. We have Spear. And we also went one up and we did the little carafes of the Kleiner Zalsa, which is top wine as well. So you really have I mean, the days of us selling Graca by the glass are way gone.
Although that's still a popular wine, singing,
yes,
dancing, drinking.
We still sell.
Yeah, it is.
As we mentioned before, Dad and I had a big fight about that wine, actually.
Big one. Nicole wanted to take it off.
You know, I think here's the thing. Not everyone is yet an aficionado. We're all getting there slowly. And you know, some people just want to go with what they know.
Yeah.
It's a process.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But this is
definitely
superb. DMZ, remember the name. If DMZ means demilitarized zone to you, change your thinking a little bit. It's a fabulous wine available at El Pescatore. And it goes well, I believe, with seafood. And just so happens that this evening at El Pescatore, you've got a real special seafood treat.
We do. So tonight we're doing, I hate mini seafood platter. I'd rather call it a platter for one. Because most times you go to restaurants and the platters are for two and one person doesn't eat seafood, so this works. But this platter is, we do a grilled merlu, which we don't use the word hake in our restaurant. We're far too posh.
Is it the same fish?
Yes.
Okay. I love a good hake.
So the scientific name for hake is merlu melosa. So in the old days, we used to buy merlu.
Yeah.
It's quite, anyway, so we call it grilled merlu, two large grilled prawns. Then we take mussels in their half shell and grill it on steel, so it's quite nice. You pick it out of the half shell. And then we've got calamari tentacles that we do with Cajun spice and deep fat fry them, so they're really crispy. Comes with rice. We're doing two sauces. Quite interesting. We're doing your normal lemon butter, but then we're doing a Mediterranean sauce, which I love. It's olive oil infused with herbs and olives and cocktail tomatoes. That sauce I just love. It's so natural. And
that's on special tonight.
And rice and veg. Yeah, and that with a glass of wine for $2.50. And I think that's really a good deal.
So the price is actually reduced and the glass of wine is for free.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a nice deal.
Really fantastic.
That sounds really
deal.
Super. And then, of course, you've got the ocean right there, which adds an ambiance that you can't actually pay for. I mean, it's just you can't buy it. Hey, I mean, that's the thing. Even at night, if you can't see it, you hear it.
Absolutely.
And you smell it. Yeah.
And it's just sensational.
Something else it is.
And so you've got the deck that overlooks that. So weather permitting, it's lovely to sit out there. But I mean, if the weather's...
Tonight's going to be a perler.
It's going to be gorgeous.
And the beauty about the special is it's all day. It's not just day or night. It's all day, all day long. All Monday long, whole day.
And it sounds like a generous...
it's a good portion. I can promise you're going to walk away full.
I tell you what, I went to, just as an aside, I was treated for a special occasion by my sister down in the Cape to a very, very shishi restaurant. No names, no pack drill. It was in the Winelands, and it was brutally expensive, although I wasn't supposed to know. And they came with these little tiny portions that I just wanted to... I wanted to go and have a hamburger afterwards because I was actually more hungry when I left. Yeah. And you shouldn't be. It was about a 7-course, but they're little bite-sized things. Bite-sized. And I said, it's like all the fuss and the frill. Some people like it. You know, people that don't like food like those things.
And for me, that's a mortal... as a restaurateur, that's a mortal sin if someone leaves still hungry. It's just wrong.
Well, yeah. And look, I suppose each to their own. If that's what you fancy, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Smoke. A lot of smoke and mirrors. And it really was smoking. I mean, it was bubbling and... And come now, and then it was going to be one of these wonderful things at the end. The chef came out and said, "I'm going to," and the dessert is milk tart. It's an homage to my Omar who made the most fan. I was looking forward to this like you can't believe. Out came the size of my pinky finger.
Oh, ways.
Little slither.
It wasn't even like a... It was rolled up like a cigar.
You couldn't ask for more.
Yeah, I'm sure you could. They would charge you double, and then I would have had to go and get an extra mortgage on my house. Anyway, not like that at El Pescatore. We'll be there tonight. I'm definitely going to go tonight. Great. We'll see you there, folks. and maybe we come back again in a week's time and we continue the conversation because I'm loving it.
Yes, definitely. We'd love to come back.
Nicole and Trevor from El Pescatore. This is an absolutely... treasured institution in Bolito, and you know, I mean, now with these specials that you're doing and with the food that you're talking about, you absolutely can't go wrong.
My papa, he tell me, come to El Pescatore. On the beach, beautiful food, beautiful people. My problem now is that I have a 10 girlfriends. I'm going to hide in the fridges.
For the best Italian seafood, visit the Bolito beachfront and enjoy a freshly prepared meal at It's a matter of taste.
Hashtag the fridge is cold, just like the beers.